Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Campaigners are organising a protest outside the Dáil against the use of compulsory purchase orders for the proposed Dublin Bay to Carlingford Greenway. To discuss this, we're joined by Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association. Francie, you're opposed to a greenway?
We're not opposed to a greenway, Shane. To be clear on this, we're opposed to the CPOs being used to facilitate the construction of greenways. And I think when you particularly, you mentioned the Cooley Peninsula, we need to ask ourselves, like in one of the most beautiful, unspoiled places in the country, where there are plenty of walkways for people to enjoy, why there's a need to put tar on the ground? And I think we're quite clear on this, whether it's in Sligo Leitrim, whether it's in Cork or wherever, Mayo, that if you're going to use CPOs for the construction of greenways, you're going to lose the goodwill of the local people. And what's the point of having them in that place?
Sorry, how have other greenways been built then? And there's no loss of goodwill. I mean, we're not talking about building a four-lane motorway. We're talking about a greenway, which is what, about 15 feet wide?
Yeah, but if it goes up to the middle of your farm, Shane, and splits it, that's a huge issue for that farmer. And I think it comes down to a little bit about respect in general, that we have, or the values that we have in society. We're losing respect across the board on everything in our society.
But can't you make that argument against the CPO in every circumstance? I mean, sometimes, like, compulsory purchase orders are there for a reason, for the public good. And yes, sometimes people will be inconvenienced, but there's a greater good, is there not?
The CPO are there for public good, for strategic national infrastructure. And as late as last week, the Taoiseach said in the Dáil that if you go down the road, you're not using CPOs to construct greenways, you're not in a good space. And he called them TII to ease up on the spec and these. And I think the farmers and the people in the Cooley Peninsula are quite within their rights to protect their land, the ownership of their land. It shouldn't be used. The CPO should not be used.
In a practical sense, Francie, can I ask the question? In a practical sense, like, what? How does it really inconvenience a farmer if there's a 15-metre stretch through their farm? I mean, presumably, there's access points, you can still move your cattle across and so on. Does it really make that much of a difference? Or is this just a case of not in my back farmyard?
It makes the farming of your land much more difficult. If someone put a wall up in the middle of your kitchen and you couldn't get
come on, Francie, it's not remotely comparable. It's not remotely comparable. Does a 15-metre greenway through your farm, like, with access points to move your cattle, and you'll get well compensated for that? Like, surely it's a win-win.
It's not if you don't want to go into your land, Shane. And if you have property, if you own property in the morning, let it be your kitchen, let it be your back garden, you wouldn't like a greenway running through the middle of your back garden. And it's okay, you'll say it doesn't inconvenience if it's a small piece of land. But if you were farming land...
My back garden's about 8 feet long, Francie. I'm not sure they're comparable to a big farm with sheep on it.
Well, Shane, to be clear, if you're farming anywhere and you have your land split by a CPO, whether it's even a waterway or a strategic piece of national infrastructure, it causes huge discomfort.
Is it just an instinctive no, we're not having this?
No, it's not that. And we've been clear all along, Shane. We've engaged on major infrastructure projects, but all the main, whether it's ESB or TII around roads or power lines going through the country, we're not opposed to development that the country strategically needs. But you go up to an area like Cooley, as I said, one of the most beautiful areas in the country, unspoiled, and you're going to put tar down in the ground to put in a greenway that's not already needed. We don't believe the CPO should be used for it.
Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.